This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. On September 18th, Scotland voters will decide whether to become an independent country or remain within the UK. Now, here in Texas, we have some experience with declarations of independence, don't we? Dr. Stephen Hardin of McMurray University in Abilene is a specialist in Texas history. So, Dr. Hardin, could Texas's experience with independence prove a cautionary tale for Scotland?
Oh, absolutely. I think in both cases, both Scots and Texans have a profound identity yes.
But I wonder how realistic that sense of identity is. I mean, on the one hand, there is this romantic sense of what Scotland might be separate from London. And the Texian experience, one might say, is something of a cautionary tale for Edinburgh.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The Republic of Texas was an accidental country. When delegates met there at Washington on the Brazos on March 2nd, 1836, to declare independence from Mexico, every one of them expected that Texas would be independent for about 5 minutes before it joined the Union of the United States. It didn't turn out that way. After the Battle of San Jacinto, Texans learned that the Americans simply didn't want them. So here we've declared independence. What do we do now? And, for 10 years, we struggled. And when in 1846 we finally did join the Union, the collective sigh of relief was almost palatable.
So what do you think is going to happen here? I mean, all signs point to Scots voting yes on independence. Do you think they'll regret that?
Perhaps. There are some differences, though. I think the Scots, unlike the Texians, have been very deliberative and I am a big fan of the way that the Scottish media has handled it, because they've really, I think, examined in a serious way the issues and said, okay, here are the pros and cons, now decide.
You know, it's interesting how devolution waves seem to come and go. I mean, there was a time there in the not-too-distant past when many nations seemed to be coming apart. I'm thinking especially at the end of the 1980s and early 1990s,
sure,
where we're seeing a big devolution craze.
Sure.
Do you think that what's happening in Scotland could inspire others, who knows, even Texans, to start to think about the possibility of secession all over again?
Yes. Short answer, yes. But again, I would tell people to be very careful. And I remind people, I live in Abilene, Texas. I say, okay, you can talk about secession all you want, but you do understand that if we go it alone, there goes the Air Force base. And I think a lot of people who advocate independence for Texas look back at that 10-year period when we were a sovereign nation as somehow a golden period in Texas history. It was anything but. It was a real struggle. And, during the time that he was president of the Republic of Texas, Sam Houston spent almost all of his time trying to find a way to get us into the Union.
So the bottom line, if a Scot journalist were to reach out to you today and say, what would you advise?
I don't presume to advise the Scots because, frankly, I think historians are, we're bad pundits. You have to understand, I spend most of my headspace to the 19th century. But what I would tell them is that our experience with independence was not a happy one.
Professor, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
My pleasure, David.
Stephen Hardin is professor of history at McMurray University and a specialist on Texas history. He was also advisor on the 2004 film The Alamo, and he's written several books on the history of Texas.